Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
One, two, three. Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Oh, we're here to empower you. That's what we do here on American Voice Radio. Glad you're with us. We're going to have some fun tonight. Yeah, we're gonna be talking about the zombie apocalypse. How about that? We are really going to have some fun. But kind of weird at the same time, you know? So we got some questions that will still be unanswered at the end of that segment. But we're also going to be talking about how we can beat the aging thing, the anti-aging plan. We're going to talk about that. And also, I'm going to talk about, if we get time, about some licorice root. Some people have been asking lately what licorice is good for. So we, you know, other than flavoring candy. So we're going to check that out. And we do have a quack report. A quack report is kind of brief tonight, but we got one. But before we get to all that good stuff, just a big reminder, a week from tonight, Dr. Rebecca Carley will be joining us here. So I hope you can tune in for the show and be with us. And we'll have some fun with Dr. Carley on Tuesday. And then coming up next month, we're going to be talking with John Monroe on the 10th of July. He's going to help us update our files on natural ways to improve our vision. So he's out of Colorado with Dr. Banker's group, so he'll be with us next month. And I hope you can tune in for that show as well. If you can't, always remember, there are the archives on the powerherbs.com website, and, of course, American Voice Radio. And without further ado, wait a minute, Miss Wendy. We forgot the most important thing. That's right. We have to do a big salute and semper fi to our military. Can't forget them. Can't forget the military who put their lives on the line every day. So we're going to lift them up in prayer, ask the Lord's hand to be on them, to protect them. And while we're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, we're going to pray for America, right? We need some righteous leadership to come out of the woodwork. And we need the majority of folks to vote for that. And we need to turn this nation around. We need to be on the path of righteousness as a whole nation. Hey, do we own this nation or what? Or do the people in D.C. own it? Well, we got to take back control, folks. Let's do that. Seek the Lord's face. We need his help. Don't neglect that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Daffy. Almost forgot the important part of the show. Okay, what do we have? CT scans are in the news. Little children that go under these clinical studies, they use a lot of these CT scans in clinical use. They do. And children, when they go have these scans during their early stages of development, they tend to be more prone to develop brain cancer and leukemia than children who are not exposed to high radiation sources such as this. These findings are appearing as a study that's published in the Journal of Lancet. They say the CT scans involve blasting radiation at a person's body to create the multidimensional X-ray images, but they have become really popular, so they're kind of being overused. And, you know, they just want the 3D. It's like an upgrade X-ray. No more. We don't want just an X-ray. We want an upgrade X-ray. But the amount of radiation that it emits is really high. So the cumulative dose is roughly 50 milligray units or MGY units of radiation, and it triples the child's risk of developing cancer like leukemia and brain cancer. So this means that just one or two CT scans during childhood is enough to significantly increase a child's risk of developing cancer. It says this translates into one additional case of leukemia and one additional case of brain cancer per 10,000 CT scans to your head. So, yeah, you can, every 10,000 CT scans to a child's head, you've got two cases of cancer coming out of that. What else do we have in the quacker? One way to arm yourself against disease, other than not getting x-rayed, food is your first line of defense. It's your first medicine. And vegetables, especially, first choice to help the body resist cancer. And the types of vegetables that have always been coming up over and over again in reports for numerous years is broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, collards, turnips, rutabagas, kale, mustard greens, watercress, and I should say also dandelion roots. I have some dandelion root salad. And it's all the glucosinates and the antioxidant compounds you find, as well as the sulfur in these types of foods. And it's also attracting medical researchers. They're attempting to determine what makes this class of vegetables so great at resisting cancer and also promoting cardiovascular health. Wow. What else we have last, but not least, in the Quack Report? Going to go to Australia. Yeah, Australian government and the Australian Medical Association, they're kind of targeting our preschoolers, our three-year-old kids, for psychiatric treatment. There's like 27,000 preschool kids that they're going to be targeting. The new government-funded program is seeking to treat normal preschool kids and discover why they are showing signs of mental illness. So what are the symptoms of mental illness that they're concerned about in three-year-old kids? Shyness, temper tantrums, and not wanting to sleep in the dark. Yeah, the monster in the closet now is looks like it's a psychosis, huh? Poor kids. The whole human race is going to be on psychiatric medication if we don't say no. Well, Australian Medical Association President Steve Hambleton said this. He says, we have to be careful that we don't medicalize normal behavior, and that's the real caution with kids. In other words, there are kids who need treatment, but then we don't want to make normal kids abnormal. Well, yeah, Steve, that would be good. You know, kids going to have a tantrum. They don't like to sleep in the dark. I mean, I was a kid, I don't remember. Well, my mom had a night light on. Does that mean I was psychotic? I don't think so. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, thank you. All righty, let's see. We're going to talk about this zombie apocalypse. You know, you've heard about it a little here and there. You've seen it in the print, in the newspapers, and so forth. So we're going to talk about it. It's sort of, I don't know, I'm going to call this my Halloween in June edition, okay? Because then just about everyone has kind of seen or heard the media reports on the new disease. Let's call it a disease because that's what they're saying it is. And it's called the zombie apocalypse. Now, a majority of people are either laughing or at the very least they're skeptical that such a thing really exists. Okay? Is it fact or is it a rumor that some conspiracy theorist created? Well, for what it's worth, we're going to find out. And I want you to forgive me if this segment of the show borders on the macabre, because it is kind of weird. So let's get an understanding of what the heck a zombie is. Let's look at the traditional zombie first. What is a zombie? Well, the origin of the term zombie is sketchy. The closest earliest term for zombie is ghoul. And apparently around 1929, the term zombie replaced ghoul in the book The Magic Island, written by W.B. Seabrook. Bela Lugosi, he starred in the 1932 horror flick called The White Zombie, which was based on Seabrook's story. The traditional zombie is a fictional creature that is not really dead, but looks like he has one foot in the grave. They are typically referred to in horror movies as the undead. And Hollywood depicts zombies as mindless, resurrected corpses resembling Frankenstein under someone's evil spell, and they like to eat human flesh. And most people have seen or at least have heard of the zombie classic, The Night of the Living Dead. And apparently, the zombie's favorite delicacy is the human brain. So the origins of the zombies are thought to stem from Haitian voodoo. But according to voodoo, a zombie is not an aggressive monster, but a passive victim. Really? Well, let's look at the new zombie. We just talked about the traditional one. Let's look at the new one, because the term zombie apocalypse is a fictional term describing the breakdown in modern society because of an infestation of zombies. I know, I hear you laughing out there and giggling, but, you know, hang with me here. Now, of course, this infestation of zombies, of course, this describes a pandemic of zombies, and no continent is untouched. And as you can guess, the mass infiltration of zombies is very hostile to human life. Now, the concept of a zombie seems to be a combination of a leper and a vampire, because the victim of a zombie attack can become a zombie themselves. Now, if this were the case, can you imagine our military or local police overcome with a zombie virus? That would lead to a collapse of civilization as we know it. Talk about a zombie plague. Hey, Wendy, you got any herbs for that? Well, hang with me. Let's talk about this. I know this will bend in your mind a little bit, but, you know, just when you thought zombies, you know, they're right up there with, you know, Planet of the Apes, right? Well, just when you thought that, here comes Carleton University in Ottawa. They present their 2009 research of the living dead. I'm not kidding. In their report, they call them slow zombies, representing a slow, methodical infestation of the zombie plague. That's right. They even went on as far as to predict a collapse of civilization unless we deal with this quickly. Their mathematical model recommended offensive strategies rather than quarantine, and that any time spent on research and a cure would be practically in vain. Apparently, according to the researchers, zombies are difficult to neutralize. Well, somebody better just inform the Federal Reserve and the IRS, because I doubt zombies pay taxes. And can you see the new tax code? You know, arguing over what constitutes dead and undead. Get a good lawyer, and he could argue that his zombie client is the equivalent of a vegetative state and therefore does not file a tax return. Hey, that's what America needs, different tax laws for the undead. How ridiculous. I can't believe that people actually study this stuff, as if it were some scientific law that Newton tinkered with. However, if you visit Glasgow University, you can visit their Zombie Institute of Theoretical Studies. I'm not kidding. They largely spoof the subject, and they even have a published book explaining the scientific explanation of a zombie, and it's called Zombie Science Z, Zombie Science 1Z. That's the title. Okay. Now, all we need is Mel Brooks. We need a Mel Brooks movie. That's it. And I can just imagine how Mel Brooks could spoof this. Instead of the Ziegfeld Follies, he could call it the Zombie Follies. Hey, Rahm Emanuel, he'd make a great zombie folly manager, don't you think? I hear you laughing out there. Okay. Get on with it, Miss Wendy. Well, let's look what the CDC has to say about zombies. You want to get some scientific people in here? Okay. CDC has a zombie handout. Okay. In May of 2011, the CDC put together a tongue-in-cheek publication on zombies called Preparedness 101 Zombie Apocalypse. Now, the handout covered tips on how to survive a zombie invasion. And they thought it was kind of a fun way of teaching the importance of emergency preparedness. And they put it this way. So what do you need to do before zombies or hurricanes or pandemics actually happen? And they recommend that we stock food, water, medical supplies, and other necessity, you know, those items prior to a potential disaster, whether it is a hurricane, earthquake, tornado, flood, or hordes of zombies. Now, I like the part where they warn you to get prepared and have enough supplies on hand in case you can't locate a zombie-free refugee camp. So the CDC also reassures us that should zombies begin to roam the streets, that they would launch an investigation as if it were any other disease outbreak. Sure, send out the disease detectives. Find a cure for the zombie outbreak. And David Deagle, he's CDC spokesman, he says this, quote, "The agency does not know of a virus or condition that would emanate the dead or reanimate the dead or one that would present zombie-like symptoms," end of quote. Well, let's look at some more zombie research because, okay, so the CDC made light of the whole zombie pandemic. However, the public is either not buying it or they're fascinated with zombies since it is the third most popular search on Google. And why is that? Well, there have been several unrelated and disturbing incidences reported by the media where cannibalism was mentioned. So are these acts the result of drug use, mental illness, or occult activity? Who knows, but it just seems bizarre. Now, can a gallon of water per day, sanitation supplies, and non-perishable food and medication keep the undead away? Well, you know, you can relax because you can take a class. It's interesting that in Hickory, North Carolina, classes are being held on how to survive a zombie attack. Yeah, I'm serious. On June 7th, 2012, from 6 to 9 at the Holiday Inn in Conover, you could attend a class for about $50. The Hickory Daily Record reported on this. Apparently, the Glock 17 holds enough rounds to make the undead really dead. Yeah, the class is taught by Jack Simmons and teaches tactics that you could use in any serious invasion. Simmons actually comes complete with zombie targets to practice on. Yeah, $50. Well, there are some questions, though. There are some really serious questions. Because this is kind of hard to take, it's kind of hard to take the zombie thing seriously, but what if there were something that could make humans exhibit or manifest strange zombie-like symptoms? Now, we don't have a doomsday plane that, like the politicians in Washington, that we can board to withstand an apocalypse, right? So, you know what? I asked a medical specialist, what could cause such a manifestation of symptoms that would make a person eat someone's face off? Because that happened. It was in their news if you saw the report. And you know what the answer was? The answer was the rabies virus. So let's talk about this modern zombie then for a minute, because according to Dr. Rebecca Carley, the modern zombie is not a reanimated human corpse, but is a human that has had their immune system horribly corrupted and their bodies are polluted with the rabies virus to become what is called a physical automated robot. Good grief. That's true. Good grief. According to Dr. Carley and several news reports, the U.S. states, many U.S. states are involved in aerial vaccination of the rabies virus. In January 2012, the state of Texas dropped thousands of packets of rabies vaccine to inoculate coyotes and foxes, and officials in Texas have alluded to an urban rabies epidemic. So there have been just a handful of human rabies cases reported in the last 12 months nationwide, and according to Texas Department of Health, their state health services, this rabies vaccination program has dramatically dropped the amount of rabies cases in with two strains of rabies from 144 a year to zero in 2000, in the year 2000. So this type of vaccination procedure has been in operation over a decade, and they're distributing over 36 million rabies bait packets each year nationwide. So globally, it's kind of over a billion packets. They drop them from the air, and packets of rabies bait. So on the U.S. border, Canada is also doing aerial rabies inoculations this way. You know, it used to be that we would see signs that say, you know, watch out for falling rock or mudslides. Now people in urban areas are warned to watch out for falling bait and don't touch the packets. So if you find one in your yard or driveway, you're instructed to contact your local public health official. Apparently, there is a concentration of bait falling from the Texas sky in January when animals are low on food. Now, the USDA Wildlife Services and the National Wildlife Research Center have been researching and planning oral rabies inoculation since the 1970s. They seem to have it down to a science with manipulating the bait to target different animals such as your coyotes, foxes, raccoons, and skunks. And the bait packets are the size of a fast food ketchup packet. I guess it wouldn't be hard to inoculate humans this way. Oh, well, you can contact your state health department or your state veterinarian office to obtain a distribution map of where they are dropping packets of rabies virus, or you can go to this website, 3Ws.RAB as in boy, O-R-A-L, so it's short for rabies, R-A-B, and then oral, O-R-A-L.com. See where they're dropping that stuff. But who's at risk? Well, you know, who is at greater risk, health risk, should they come in contact with falling rabies packets? It's so bizarre that I'm saying this. But officials are saying anyone under 18, pregnant women, anyone with a suppressed immune system, or who is on immune suppressant drugs should not touch these rabies packets. The packets can be labeled Rab Oral VRG Bait. And these packets can also attract domesticated pets, which pet owners would also be exposed then to oral rabies vaccine through the pet saliva, right? So what is the bait packet? What's in it? The bait is actually made of fish meal and some other stuff, but the rabies virus is in the plastic packet itself, so you should avoid trying to take one of these rabies virus packets with the plastic from your pet, because they've already probably bitten into the plastic. Now, if your pet bites you, or his rabies now and rabies infested saliva gets on you, they're going to say you're going to need treatment. So health officials say the bait packet is safe to eat for over 60 different species of animals, and it won't hurt your dog or cat. So here's a question. What if you've already taken your pet to be vaccinated for rabies at the vet's office? Well, officials are telling pet owners that the bait unit is not considered a vaccination. What? Yeah, that's what I'm asking. So why are they dropping rabies bait packets? Now I'm confused. I'm wondering if the millions of rabies bait packets are not intended to prevent rabies, but to promote rabies. That's what I'm asking. Got to take a break. More on the other side.
I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that,
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, International 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Since Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Engineer being funny. Thank you, Frank. We're back here on Herb Talk. We're talking about the zombie apocalypse. And it's hard to take this topic seriously. But then again, there's questions. Right before the break, we were talking about if you see these bait packets in your urban area, don't touch them. But they're saying they're safe for your pets, but don't try to take it from your pet. Don't touch the packet. And, oh, by the way, even if your pet's been traditionally vaccinated for rabies, this packet is really not a rabies vaccination. So why are they baiting the countryside with rabies then, if it's not to take rabies out of the equation for wildlife? There is a thought. I'm wondering if the millions of rabies bait packets are not intended to prevent rabies, but as Dr. Carley has said, she believes it's to promote rabies. Dr. Carley might be onto something here. So she thinks that humans are being infected this way with a what she calls a tweaked rabies virus. So this is what she thinks is causing these abnormalities in behavior in the reports where there's cannibalism. So the next thing you know, there's going to be some new antidote vaccine that's going to be pushed, you know, kind of scare you so you don't become a zombie. Here, you got to have this. Well, hey, you got an immune system there, regardless of zombies. Now more than ever, you're going to need to have a healthy immune system, able to handle whatever weird stuff may be headed our way. Okay, so you can strengthen your immune system. And now, during the summer months, is the perfect time to do that, to work on building it. Okay? You know that old saying is you don't learn to shoot the gun during the war, right? So, you know, flu season's not here. Start to build that immune system. And you can check out the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line of immune-building formulas. You can find some broad-spectrum formulas and some more targeted ones. And you can also find that they have a pandemic kit and a power herbs kit to help you out in emergencies. You can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They are the experts in immune boosting and organ cleansing. They have a toll-free number. The number is 866-229-3663. And don't forget to ask for a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. You also can visit their website, the three W's dot thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you need to call 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. And also I want to bring to your attention, if you're trying to stock up on emergency items, don't forget your backup medicinals. And, of course, there are stock up packages there on the powerherbs.com website in their vitamin vault. Make it easy to stock up and save money. Also, don't forget your backup currency. You know, you need some backup coin for emergencies. And the person to call is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. She'll help you balance that portfolio with something tangible, something that lasts, something that will never be worth zero. Her number is 800-375-4188. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver, 800-375-4188. And you can visit her website by clicking on her banner in the links area at thepowerherbs.com website. Okay, we're going to talk about how we can look younger for longer and beat that. And we got an anti-aging plan for you. Because, you know, as people get older, you know, they are more interested in ways how they can look younger and increase their life expectancy, their longevity. However, looking into healthy living should, you know, pretty much have started for you way back there, okay, long time ago. But better late than never, because living healthier helps you live longer and look younger longer. It does affect the lifespan. Now, compiled life expectancy rates also help us get a picture of overall health of people in various countries. Longevity means long life, and we go there now to these statistics to look at some of this. We have some influence over how long that we actually live. So living healthy is going to impact how long you live, the quality of life, and the sooner you start on some healthy lifestyles, the fewer problems you'll have down the road. Now, at the age of 60, we can look as young as, you know, we'd like, maybe 10, 20 years younger. However, there are ways to naturally stave off the aging process as long as the DNA code will allow us. Let's look at some history, because world history is full of legends, mysteries, folklore, searching for promoting ways to increase the human lifespan. Organ transplants and cryogenics is the modern attempt at the fountain of youth. So how long are we supposed to live? Well, verifying someone's age over 100 takes some digging these days. They would look for records, past 1906, hard to find. It'd be difficult. The scientific guess is that our current maximum lifespan is about 120 years, with the average person living about 83 years. Now, if this is accurate, we are doing a whole lot wrong, and we're cheating ourselves out of almost 40 years. Now, however, if you believe that the Center for Disease Control, the life expectancy, they say, of Americans is increasing based on the death rates and so forth, you know, you're living longer is what they're saying. The CDC is saying that age-related death has decreased significantly regarding 8 of the 15 leading causes of death, which would be cancer, heart disease, accidents, diabetes, flu, blood pressure, and assaults, physical assaults. Now, I personally don't believe this is a true fact from the CDC. What I think is that allopathic treatments for such disease are not cures, but are merely a delay of the inevitable, may buy you a few years. But it's not a cure. They don't have cures. They reduce symptoms. That's all. But they don't restore you to your original health. Restoration's not the goal, not really. Let's look at some longevity stats. It can be interesting and even eye-opening to discover how long the people of different cultures are living. For instance, there was a significant gap between whites and blacks in America from 1983 to 1993, but the gap got smaller from 93 to 2000. The correlating data was compiled, but in a nutshell, it came down to heart disease, injuries, infant mortality, and homicides. According to a 2010 report in the New York Times, 39 million Americans currently 65 and older by 2030 will be hospitalized, and this number is going to increase by 50% to 79 million. So now you know why Obamacare has death care. So you have to wonder about the quality of life that our aging population is going to be experiencing. Nearly 35% over 85 no longer have their natural teeth, and men are 14 times more likely to commit suicide when they get older. World governments use such statistics to promote their propaganda and to also use in their healthcare systems. Now, I don't mean to be pessimistic here. However, the baby boomer generation is getting older, of which, you know, I am one. I'm at the tail end of it, but I'm still in that range. Plus, the average person looks to allopathic medicine for expensive healthcare answers, and therefore I don't see our lifespan increasing, but I see it decreasing. So if you are waiting for drug companies to come up with a pill made from antioxidants like green tea or red wine to increase longevity, you're going to be waiting a long time. Okay, while you wait, you could have a cup of green tea or a little red wine. And keep in mind that if you take all the relevant factors and have influenced your health, such as the improved sanitation, refrigeration, you know, we're able to have vegetables year-round now. Also, advances in medicine, it still doesn't change the data that life is tapering off around 100, basically. That's it. So this means the average lifespan may have increased, but the maximum lifespan has not. So as long as we have government-run health care or any benefits for those retired, you will never see maximum lifespan increase. That's right. Okay, well, let's look at some of these anti-aging things, because you can maximize your personal lifespan now with just a few little tweaks in your diet and include more of the following nutrition. Overall, health experts are agreeing that if you eat more foods that contain anti-aging nutrition, that you will be healthier overall and you can live longer. The general guidelines include more organic fiber, antioxidant beta-carotene-rich foods, live enzyme foods, you know, less cooked foods, your phytonutrients in your raw foods is what they're saying, natural, not synthetic vitamins, including selenium, zinc, folic acid, your omega-3 fatty acids, niacin, copper, manganese, magnesium, and natural calcium, to name a few. Processed foods don't have this nutrition, so you're going to have to do it yourself. If you'd like a master food list of the nutritions that are in food, the nutritional elements in food, Apothecary Herbs sends it out free if you'd like that. You can give them a call toll-free and ask for it. It's called the Master Vitamin Food List. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, or you can email your request off of their website at thepowerherbs.com. Well, let's look at some of these anti-aging herbs. It is a miracle from God that some herbs have what is called life extension nutrition, which is essential, especially as you get older. So plenty of research has been published on the antioxidant protections of certain foods and herbs that have these types of properties, such as milk thistle, ginkgo, and even grape seeds. So there are a few more powerful herbs that if you take them regularly, you will put miles, you'll be miles ahead of your Medicare crowd, okay, or your Medicaid crowd, you will. Here's the list. Garlic is on the list. Not only will garlic normalize cholesterol levels, but it'll help with blood pressure. It protects you from free radicals, blood vessel damage, and helps deter blood clots. It's also a natural antibiotic, and it just wipes out viruses, bacteria, and fungus. So garlic is essential. Some research indicates that garlic also prevents cancer. Also on the list is ginger root. I love ginger root. It improves your digestive system. If you have an imbalance, forget the Activia. Get some ginger root. It balances your digestion. It also helps with nausea and vomiting, as you know. Ginger root also improves blood flow to the digestive system and helps circulation reach smaller capillaries, especially in your extremities and in your brain. So if you're diabetic, or you have a memory loss or Alzheimer's or something, or dementia, ginger root, pair it with your ginkgo. Essential fatty acids and amino acids and vitamins and minerals are also in your ginger root, and they're going to enhance the absorption of other nutrients. So get some ginger. Ginkgo is also on the list. Of course, everyone has heard that, you know, ginkgo helps improve memory, but few understand how it accomplishes this. Because this herb it will accumulate in the brain tissue. It's a good thing. Several studies using ginkgo revealed it helps to improve brain function such as alertness, mood, memory, concentration, and cognitive function. The studies also noticed that patients with a history of headaches or vertigo also had a lessening or remove these symptoms altogether using ginkgo. Other studies showed that ginkgo protects cell membranes from damage. Here's the secret to using ginkgo. You want to pair it with your circulatory herbs, your rosemary, ginger root, and your cayenne. It'll work better. What else? Hawthorn berries. Hawthorn berries are known for their protective benefit for your heart muscle and overall vascular system. So if taking hawthorn berries regularly, it improves blood flow through the heart muscle, which also improves oxygen delivery to the heart, and it strengthens it. If the Heart Association wants to decrease heart disease rates in America, they should promote hawthorn berries. Also, milk thistle on the list. By now, you kind of heard that milk thistle is going to help regenerate a liver. It has powerful antioxidants to accomplish this. And it also has a concentration of silymarin in it, which helps the liver replace old or dying liver cells with healthy new ones. So another benefit is milk thistle will improve digestion, especially if you're elderly. Okay, milk thistle. And, yes, you can take it every day. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Get some garlic, ginger, ginkgo, ginseng, hawthorn berries, milk thistle. Add that to your diet. Tweak it a little bit. Try to get some natural fiber, some fresh foods. No cooked foods. Get some more fresh, raw foods into the diet, and you're going to be miles ahead of the whole problem. So all the herbs that we've talked about, make sure you get them in certified organic form. If you don't want to take pills and capsules, I totally understand. Elderly people, as we get older, we just don't want to swallow that stuff. So make it easy. Get them in liquid form, and you can add your dose to juice or water and be done with it. And it's easily absorbed. No digestion required. And here's the thing. If you would like to learn more about what makes a really great herb liquid, hey, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have on their website this new section called Healthy Guidelines, okay? And this really does help take the guesswork out of herbal products or supplements. They're adding more information on a daily basis to this area to help you understand how it works, what to look for if you're shopping out there, so you'll be a savvy consumer. So you can check it out. It's called Healthy Guidelines. It's on thepowerherbs.com website. And much of the information that's going to be presented there are excerpts here and there from the book the Power Herbs book, which is on the website, thepowerherbs.com. It's an e-book, and you can purchase that book there, and it's sent to your email. So you can empower yourself with information and nutrition, and more importantly, how to use this nutrition to be miles ahead of the problems out there, the degenerative diseases out there. So if you're looking for garlic, ginger, ginkgo, ginseng, hawthorn, milk thistle, and a whole bunch more, you can go to the powerherbs.com website or call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you a free product catalog. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And to give you an idea to how simple it is, they have a product called Brain Concentrate, which has your ginkgo and your circulatory herbs already in it, and it's a liquid. They do have the milk thistle and the hawthorn berries, and like I said, a whole lot more. If you're looking for a PDF download of the catalog, it is also on their webpage. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Empower yourself. You're more powerful than you think. Okay, we got a few more minutes, so we're going to talk a little bit about licorice root, because I've gotten some questions lately, you know, how they can use licorice. So this licorice root has been in use for like 3,000 years. It's more commonly used in Europe than it is in the United States, okay, especially as a medicinal. Okay, the use of this herb in the United States has really been for flavoring of candy or even flavoring medicine, you know, your allopathic medicine, rather than for its true medicinal value. Now, we're talking about licorice root, and although most don't think this herb has any healing power whatsoever, hey, think again. We have 14 different species of licorice, and 10 of these are known as what is called a sweet root licorice. European kids, they're known to chew on little dried licorice twigs because it was the sweet root, and they used it in the sweet confections. Now, the name for licorice is glycosyrrhiza. It's derived from the root word glycos, meaning sweet, or rhiza, meaning root. Now, it was the Romans that coined the name licorita, which involves into licorice. It kind of just morphed into that. Licorice is a member of the pea family and partial to warmer climates like in Greece and Turkey, Asia Minor. Now, the root system of licorice penetrates the soil up to 4 feet, so it gets a lot of rich minerals this way. And it's typically harvested in the fall. So a little bit of history on licorice. Ancient Greeks, Chinese, Romans, Babylonians, Hindus, they all used licorice. From Hippocrates to Culpepper, all famous herbalists have used licorice. Great quantities of the dried licorice were found in King Tut's tomb and in the tombs of other Egyptian rulers. The Egyptians believed in using licorice in the afterlife for sweet drinks called maïsis, and licorice proved invaluable to those living in hot climates to alleviate thirst. So the Greeks, the Romans, they were famous for their licorice tonics for colds and coughs and sore throats. And the Hindus, they use licorice in a beverage with milk and sugar to improve sexual vigor. In China, they still believe that if you eat licorice root, it gives you strength and endurance. And the Chinese herbalists also use licorice to help balance the action of other herbs. The Korean herbalists use licorice with Asian ginseng and as an oral contraceptive for women. And in American folk medicine, licorice was used for coughs as an expectorant and a laxative. So it's been used in folk medicine in America. And lately, also some new research saying it used to be used in folk medicine to treat cancer even. So the 19th century American herbalist would use licorice to balance female hormones, to treat hysteria, and pharmacists, they preferred to use licorice as a flavoring for their medicines and lozenges. Today, licorice extract is used to flavor a lot of beverages and as a sweetener for diabetic products and for those suffering with hypoglycemia. But there have been numerous studies that have talked about licorice root. German studies, American FDA, E-Commission in Germany, all mention, I don't have the time, though, on the show to go into the studies on licorice root, but I want to tell you briefly, while the time we have left, how does licorice root work? Well, it contains active saponin-like glucosides, which is 50 times sweeter than sugar, and it contains no calories. It is a saponin that improves the absorption rate of other substances. It also contains glycones, which make increases your cellular fluids and even increases the plasma volume in your blood system. Now, desert people would use licorice for this reason to protect themselves against extreme thirst and dehydration when there is low water intake. It also is used to treat Addison's disease because of the hormone-like action that helps the adrenal glands. Due to licorice's properties, if you use it in excess, it can lead to hypertension. So if you got hypertension or if you're on hypertension drugs, you do not want to use large amounts of licorice root. One cautionary is that licorice increases fluid volume and can actually deplete sodium and potassium, causing a risk to cardiovascular patients, so be aware of that. Also, it does have an anti-inflammatory action in the body, reduces inflammation associated with even coughs and congestion. But majority of problems using licorice root, basically, we're not from the root, but from not following proper product instructions or overindulging in a candy that would contain real licorice root. So be wise when you use your herbs, do your homework, and if you have questions, call somebody who knows something. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll educate you on a bunch of herbs that they have in stock and even the ones they don't. The toll-free number for Apothecary Herbs is 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Almost out of time, but don't forget, next Tuesday, the 19th, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. We'll kind of ask her a little bit more about this apocalypse thing with the rabies. Hope you can join the show. And then also coming up on the 10th of July, John Monroe is going to be my guest once again from Colorado. Oh, he works with Dr. Banker's Group, and he's got some natural secrets to help us improve our vision. So we look forward to talking with John once again and hope you can join the show. And don't forget to contact Discount Gold and Silver, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net for all your gold and silver needs. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.